Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera,
and I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today alongside Hugh Douglas. This segment brought to you by Meineke. It's football season. Make sure your car is game day ready. Take your car to locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. As it is a Wednesday, doing Hughes Clues, chance to win a $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in New York, Delaware. You guys will be out there tomorrow. Our first clue was an actor in an iconic horror film, correct?
Yes.
Nailed it.
Okay. There you go. Sorry. forgot for a second. What is the next clue, Mr. Douglas?
The next clue is this person is a notable sports fan.
This person is a notable sports fan. Okay. So we're two clues in an iconic horror film, and is a notable sports fan. Again, your chance to win a $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. As we're talking about the Eagles, do you think they're clearly the best team in the NFC? And also with the Sixers, are you ready to raise your expectations? 4-0 start, obviously early in the year, but man, it's been fun to watch this team. And I just look at the landscape of the conference right now. I think this team has a chance. I really do. They continue to put it together and Embiid and George come back. Sure, they're going to be growing pains, I think, with getting everybody kind of to play cohesively together. But I'm really impressed by this young backcourt. And I think they're going to add Jared McCain to this in a couple weeks.
That's why I'm more excited about that than I am to see the old heads around, because we've seen that. You know, we've seen that before, and I think it's time, you know, and I know money's involved with this, and that's probably going to be the motivator for the decisions that they make. But I want to see the young guys play. I think everybody else does as well.
Yeah, and that's been the fun part. And I really think Maxey's making that leap, Hugh. And every year, again, he's taken a significant jump forward. And I think he's the one guy, like, I think he was really bothered by the way last year went. I think he was embarrassed by it. And you can see it. And we'll see if he can continue this up all season long. I mean, it's going to be hard to play at this rate. But he's one of the best scorers in the league right now. I mean, he's doing whatever he wants.
Yeah, and not only that, last year, I think there was an effort by him to try to become more of a leader. And he was shot down when he was in and he tried to get the big fella, you know, to take his rehab more serious.
Yeah.
And Joel Embiid wanted to beat up the dude who told the media.
Yeah, he's still trying to find the snitch.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. So that was his thing last year.
And he was trying to put hands on Marcus.
No, okay. I thought you were encouraging once again Embiid to
No, I just said he was trying to put hands on Marcus.
Who was he trying to put hands on?
Marcus Hayes.
Oh, right. Marcus Hayes. I forgot about that. Yeah. Forgot that happened. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Yeah, and Pete's got to chill out a little bit. In a minute, do want to get to the NFL trade deadline coming up next week, and an interesting name that I think the Eagles should pursue. We'll get to that coming up. First, let's go back to the phones. Go to Violet in Virginia. What's up, Violet?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Violet. How you doing?
I'm great. Sorry. I know I always do this because I'm always doing stuff. So I wanted to touch on the Eagles, and then I'm not a big basketball person, but I'm going to have to start watching because I'm hearing so many good things. I'm not going to put them at the best yet. I need to see how they come out of this bye week and how they play against Green Bay. I think that's going to be a huge test. I'm really, really excited about the Flyers. I don't know if you guys saw that game last night. So yay, Flyers. And I wanted to touch on the AJ Brown situation. I just wish folks would just leave it alone. AJ, I know he's really quirky.
For the record, Violet, you're the first person to bring AJ Brown up on the show today.
Violet, leave it alone.
I mean, starting rumors.
God.
Come on, Violet.
I just meant it in the sense that, look, stop with the trade rumors, okay? He's not going anywhere because I'm going to tell you what. If you get rid of AJ, I mean, I love DeMonte, and I think he's phenomenal. But as you can see, anything can happen in the NFL. And what? I mean, God forbid if something were to happen to DeMonte, then what? I mean, I'm sorry. AJ, I know, is quirky. He's a little weird in the head. I don't know what his deal is. You know, sometimes I kind of relate him to an artist, and artists are just quirky.
Yeah, Violet, I get what you're saying, but, like, at the same time, it's been something, like, every week all year long. And, like, when it's a national story, and when Jeffrey Lurie is asked about it, and he doesn't, like, totally shoot it down or shut it down, I mean, it is valid to talk about at that point.
Understand, but I also, at some point, you know, and as much as I love Nick Sirianni, at some point, you know, Nick needs to bring him in and say, look, either cut the crap or you're going to face consequences. You know, I mean, it goes two ways. And I get it. I understand he's really annoying, but he's a great player. I don't know. You know, I just don't think the trade rumors are crazy. What? And one last thing, the baseball, go Toronto, because they have two ex-Phillies.
Well, there you go, Violet. They do. What do you got for a guess for Hughes Clues?
Okay, I think I'm going to be way off because I have it written down. Hold on. Anthony Perkins from Psycho?
That's a good guess.
That's a good guess. Okay. Not correct, though, Violet. Appreciate the call. So Hughes Clues will continue on. But hey, Violet, I got to say, Violet is the first one to bring up AJ today on the show. I mean, I don't think we even said his name until now.
Nah, we haven't.
I love a good leave alone this topic that I'm bringing up.
Yeah, and we love you, Violet, but hey.
We're not going to leave it alone, by the way.
No, we're not going to leave it alone. And this is the thing, like, I get people don't want AJ, like, I don't want AJ Brown traded. I'll say that right now. I don't want him traded. I don't think he should be traded. That being said, you know, these reports don't come out of nowhere. Like, I don't think these reporters just make up in the morning, Mm-mm. Oh, I'm going to make up an A.J. Brown rumor today. It's reported on because I think, you know, there's at least conversations that have happened in the NovaCare complex.
Yeah, and I just find it fascinating that when this topic is brought up, we are the antagonist, you know.
Well, you know that.
In the media, we're the antagonist.
Yep.
And people say, we just need to leave it alone. So I got to ask, is that how most people handle their problems? When they have problems, they just put your head in the sand and be like, hey, everything's good.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I mean, especially when you're talking about, like, this is where I think we differ. Because I've been in locker rooms, right? And that's not me trying to say I'm better than anybody. You know, you got to be sensitive. You got to be careful because a lot of people are sensitive. So I got to say that. You know, and it's not me being better than anybody. But I understand how certain rifts can affect a team. I give an example all the time. Me and B. Mitch, we were going at it before a Tennessee game. And, you know, it got to the point where it almost came to blows. And I felt bad for that because it shouldn't have got to that point. Because it was on me. It shouldn't have got to that point. So I went and apologized because the health and well-being of the team was bigger than my petty squabble. And I think that's the thing that people don't understand. You just want this team to go out and win football games. Well, how does that happen? It happens when everybody's rowing in the same direction. And when I hear people say, oh, well, you guys are doing this and that, we only talk about things that could potentially affect the team.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about trading AJ or something like that, these are hypothetical situations, you know. But the bottom line is this. If he's doing something to disrupt the team, that could throw the team chemistry off.
Yeah.
So that's the bottom line.
Absolutely. And like you said, Hugh, I mean, in the NFL more than any other sport, you need everybody going in the same direction. Like, they're the teams that win championships. They're the teams that win at the highest level is when everybody is kind of, you know, on the same page and going in the same direction. And that's, I think, the concern that I have, and I think many of us have, and I think that the Eagles have as well with AJ, is it's at a point where it's just like, enough's enough. You got to get on board right now. I feel like that's where we are.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where it's – We're halfway through the season, you know, and we need to start separating. This is where teams are starting to separate themselves. I was just looking at that at the clips we put up, and people were talking about, oh, the Detroit Lions haven't looked good for the last three or four games. Man, they've been dropping 30 and 40 on people. What are you talking about?
Right.
Like, I don't understand what you're seeing when you talk about this team. They're scoring at least 30 points a game. You know, and we're sitting around here, and we scored the most points this season Sunday. Like, that's the thing. Like, this is I'm about to get on my soapbox now, because this is where people I get a little irritated talking football, because a lot of people, when we talk, we're in our feelings about it, and I'm trying to sit here and give you facts about it.
Are you Ryan Clarking us?
I'm about to a little bit. Uh-oh. Because it's irritating, because when I say I know everybody, you know, you played Cleveland Browns, you played whatever, they've been consistently scoring at least 30 plus points a game. We just eclipsed 30 points Sunday. We're in week 7. What do you not understand when I say that?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, we have been struggling scoring points with the offense that we have. But when I sit here and say, hey, might have a little trouble. Well, what do you mean? They ain't played nobody. We have struggled with the talent that we have to score 30 points a game. We just scored 38, so what the hell are you talking about?
Well, they scored 33 against the Rams. I mean, you did get seven on a field goal.
Okay, who got the seven? Didn't the defense score?
Yeah, Jordan Davis.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like it's not like nobody's trying to poo-poo. Nobody's trying to trade anybody. We're sitting there having conversations about football that you clearly don't understand.
Right, absolutely.
And for real. They're scoring 30 points a clip.
Yeah.
They've been doing that since the beginning of the season.
Yeah. And the Eagles need to get on that level offensively.
And
for
that's
sure.
why, okay, since we're here. And that's what I'm talking about. When I say this team is going to give them trouble, they're going to have to probably go into a game and go touchdown for touchdown. And we just scored 38 points. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and they're going to have to show that they can do that. And that's something the Eagles have not shown yet, that they can win a shootout like that. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But the trade deadline is coming up next week. And obviously we talked about the AJ part of it. But what we haven't talked about as much is who the Eagles could potentially go after and acquire. And there's a guy out there. And this was a prediction that I made before the year started. I said before the year, I believe the Eagles would trade for this player, and I think he could be available, because you look at Pittsburgh right now, their defense is a mess. And they went out in the offseason, it felt very much like the Eagles in 2011, where they signed Nnamdi Asamoah, they trade for DRC, you already have Asante Samuel, and theoretically, you have all these corners, okay, it should work out great. Steelers, they had Joey Porter Jr., they trade for Jalen Ramsey, and they signed Darius Slay. Slay is not having a good year right now with the Steelers. And I'm calling on the Eagles right now. Bring them home.
Oh, bring, get the hell out of here.
Bring him home.
That guy, I forgot about that
guy. Bring him home.
Bring Slay back to the Eagles right now. I mean, would he not be an upgrade over Kelee Ringo, Adoree Jackson, Ja'Quarion Bennett? I get he's having a bad year at this point, but he's coming in to be your number two corner. You got Quinyon on the other side. You got Cooper DeJean in the middle. Come on, sixth round pick, Darius Slay? Bring
feels
him
like,
home, you.
A little bit like Kobe.
Coping?
Copium.
I mean, it's just silly.
Why is it silly?
Well, because we're upgrading from elephant crap to dog crap.
Slay was good last year.
Go get me a good... I don't care. He stinks right now. Go get me an actual good player.
Maybe he just doesn't fit with their defense. He knows this defense very
well.
Or
he just fell off a cliff, Tom. He's old now.
Yeah, but I mean, again, like I'm not talking about trading a third for him.
Cool.
Talking about trading a six-round pick. See what he got. He's got to be better than Ringo. These guys stink that they got. Yeah, you guys are out on Slay, huh?
Yeah, dude. Come on.
I'm like, on, you can't. Guys. We can't bring everybody back, man.
Bring the band back to get BG back. Bring all the old guys back. No, come on.
Go get me an actual good player. We went through this with James Bradberry. Sometimes when the corner,
Bradberry.
Dude, he's playing like him this year. He stinks right now.
He had a rough game the other.
But sometimes with the corners, they just. When it's over, it's over.
It kind of happens like that. They just fall off a cliff.
I think Slay's got a little bit left. I think he's got a half a season left. I think he's better than what you have right now.
Nah.
But what did
you heard Art. Get the hell out of here.
What was that call in reference to? I think that was the day
I forget. He was out on Vic Fangio.
Yes.
This offseason, by the way, after he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Joe said, he said it was the best defense Eagles have ever had.
Yes.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
That's right. I've listened. I was in a day later and we replayed the call. That's how good that call was from Art.
By the way, he was out on Fangio after the Super Bowl, but after watching the Dallas game, he was in on Fangio week one. So I didn't
Dallas game this year?
Mm-hmm.
He was out after the Super Bowl? That doesn't make a lot of sense. But speaking of Vic Fangio, this is pretty great. Now, he was asked at his press conference yesterday, because your trade deadline, how much input does he have? Vic Fangio was asked about that yesterday.
The timing of the bye week relative to the trade deadline, is that advantageous for you in the fact that maybe you get to watch more tape of prospective trade prospects?
No.
What is your role in that with Howie when it comes to...
Minuscule.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I love that guy so much. I mean, Vic Fangio is just the best, is he not?
He's a good coach.
Yeah.
He's a really, really good coach, man, and he's a matter-of-fact kind of guy. You know, I jive well with guys like that. There's no gray area with him.
Do you think I
like him.
Do you think he has, you know, I know what he said there, Hugh, but do you think he has a lot of say in who they acquire or not really?
I think he is at the point of his career where he really doesn't give two hoots about who you got. If they don't work for what he's trying to do, they just don't work. Bryce Huff is a perfect example of that. I have never seen a team give up on somebody they gave so much money to after one season. And I'm convinced that Vic went in office, said, I can't use this guy, and how he tried to, you know, do whatever he does. And Vic told him, like, listen here, dog, that dog ain't hunting. He needs to get out of here. I believe that. And how he probably was upset about it. But Vic just brought you a Super Bowl. So what you going to say to him?
Yeah.
And he knows this defense, and this defense has played well under him. So you got to do what's best for the overall squad.
I'd hope they get his thoughts on players. Like, I'm sure, you know, I guess it's probably more a situation where they ask, hey, if you had a preference between this guy or that guy, who would you rather have?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just love the way he answers.
Yeah, well, not getting his input is how you end up with a Breitsoff situation.
Right, right. So I think he's probably underselling it a little bit there in terms of the impact that he has. Let's go to Robin Delco. What's up, Rob?
Yo, guys, good morning. How you guys doing?
What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Hugh? Listen, Hugh, I got to kind of go with DK in this. TK, I think the Sixers can win it all. And really, I do. I mean, I know it's four games, Hugh, and you're saying enjoy the ride, but to me, I kind of look at the other side of the coin, Hugh, and it's like I like to go all in, and at the end, if my feelings get crushed or I get disappointed, the agony, defeat, whatever you want to call it, that's kind of the part of being a fan, you know? That's kind of the beauty of being a fan.
I hear you.
That's just how I think.
How y'all choose to love. Love the way that works best for you, Rob.
That's the way I
look at
it, Rob.
Love the way that works best for you.
Allow your heart to get broken.
Yeah, and listen, that's kind of beauty. Listen, you ought to be like Elizabeth Taylor, who's ever shooting out like 8-9 times. Like, listen, yeah, I'll keep getting divorced and break up, find a love.
She just had a lot of damn husbands.
Money finds money, you know what I mean? She's marrying rich guy after rich guy, you know? But, I mean, listen, my only concern, though, guys, Embiid is his athleticism is gone. Like, I mean, when I saw TK Marvin Bagley, and I looked him up after he dunked on Embiid, like, took it right to him and dunked on him, I'm thinking, it's like 4 points a game this guy's averaging. I'm thinking, like, Embiid would have either blocked the shot or knocked the you-know-what to the floor, you know what I mean? Like, he's getting blown by constantly and getting dunked on. And I'm just not used to seeing that, you know?
Well, yeah, Robin, I think part of it, and we'll see if he gets more confidence as the year goes on. I think part of it is he's just very tentative with that knee. You know, I think he's scared to move that way and jump. And who knows? I mean, maybe he is just cooked. But the one thing he's still doing, he's still scoring. I mean, 25 points in 23 minutes. I know it slows things down, but there's still useful points to get from a guy.
Hey, they only won by 5 last night, and he scored 25. So you needed those 25 you scored. You know what I mean? And we got, it took us to overtime to win by 5. But I'm going to take a little different spin here because this guy's gotten destroyed for the Sixers, and rightly so. And I might have brought this up before or not. Daryl Morey, we might owe a little apology to, just a little bit.
No.
Listen, the negatives are
Hugh,
all yours,
nah,
that contract, right?
You are.
I know, Hugh. I know. I just try. Listen, Embiid's extension, almost $200 million for 3 years. George's contract, 4 years, whatever that is, 180, whatever that is. Like, they're big strikes. I get it. But when you made that Grimes trade, I forget who he gave away from Grimes, but that was a steal, that trade.
Yeah, it was Caleb Martin he traded for Grimes.
That's who it was. Yeah, Caleb Martin, yes. So that was a steal. Drafting McCain, looking like drafting VJ. Even Bona is a solid backup. I mean, he is like an eraser. I understand. I'm sorry, guys.
No, well, this is the thing, Rob. I mean, I've had my issues with Morey. I think the Paul George signing was awful. I think that, and I don't care about the explanation that, what else are you going to do? That was a bad signing. But I would agree with you on the draft. I mean, he has drafted very well the last few years, no question.
Yes. He'll come in and give you spurts. Like Justin Edwards off the bench. Bench will come in and drop some threes. I think he's an undrafted free agent or whatever. So, I mean, he's got plenty of pluses. So, listen, I think I think I said this before. I might have got laughed at a little bit on the show. They're going to win a championship before the Phillies.
No, you did say that. You did say that.
Yeah, they're going to win a championship before the Phillies. And I know I'm putting the cart before the horse. I understand all that. It's just, Hugh, I complain, you know what, about them all offseason. I'm back in, Hugh. I'm in. I'm hooked.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. And by the way,
four games.
Elizabeth Taylor been married 8 times. She married Richard Burton twice.
Man.
She married Richard Burton twice.
How do you get divorced and then get remarried? Did they get divorced again?
Yeah, she got divorced and then she remarried him.
And then they got divorced again.
Well,
after
not
that?
In the same time. She didn't sprint it through some dudes.
Okay.
Like she had some miles on her.
I'm looking at the
freeze. Rob,
what's up on Richard Burton? That's funny. Yeah,
what's your guess for Hugh's clues, Rob?
All right, Hugh, we're around the same age. I'm 52. I'm going to say Jack Nicholson. Hey!
100%, man.
There you go, Rob. Gets Jack Nicholson. He is the winner. A $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. Join Hugh, Joe, and Kyle this Thursday, October 30th. That is tomorrow. They will be broadcasting live from Klondike Kate's Restaurant on Main Street in Newark, Delaware from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy specials all day long at Klondike Kate's. Visit KlondikeKates.com for details. Congratulations, Rob.
Give us a good here's Johnny, Hugh.
Here's Johnny.
Pretty good.
That's a good movie. That's a really good movie.
All right, thanks, boys. Right. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. So, Robin Delco, the winner.
She's been married to a lot of dudes.
Yeah. Eight marriages. I mean, would you really want... after the third time, isn't it just like...
No,
I just want to have fun?
I'm only got two.
Yeah.
I ain't getting married again.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
That's probably why I'm single, because, like I said, you meet people and they're talking about getting married. I'm like, it's not my problem.
So you're not going to go for eight? You're not
going
to try to catch
her? No, I'm not going for three.
Okay, good.
I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing that.
There you go. 215-592-9494.
I'm going to be a foster parent.
If you want to get a foster parent.
I'm going to foster women until they find their forever home. Oh, my God. We can hang out until you find somebody
You couldn't wait to let that joke go, could you?
I saw it. Like, I saw that somewhere else.
I was about to say.
No, I put it on my post because I was like, this sounds like it might be a thing.
Maybe you're where I saw it.
I'm going to be a foster parent. I'm going to be a rest haven. That's what I'm
going to be. I knew I saw that somewhere else.
You talking about? Yeah, that's going to get me in trouble.
Elliot will join us next. We'll take your calls. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Foster Hugh right here. Yeah, this is the Midday parent. Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
By now, have you heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It'll be a touchdown at your tailgate this season. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab you a bottle or two of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.